Live from the Broughton Cabinet Studio, it's the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the president of Flag Family Media, Steve Hallstrom.
I know what you did there.
What's he looking for, a raise or something? Have you been here how
Steve,
long now?
Podium's over here, buddy. Over here. Oh, over there. There you go. There you are.
I know what Kevin did.
What's he doing?
Did you see the Joe Biden rally last night?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Joe doesn't know where he is.
No, he does not.
They wait 3 days to get in line to go see Trump.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden had a rally. They called
like
it a rally.
People.
There might have been six people there, and you could hear them all.
Thank you all. Good night.
That was the welcome that Joe Biden had to the stage last night.
Oh
my word.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Seriously, guys, is there a chance he can win?
Then he pulls out his phone and plays some Latino.
Yeah.
What was that? Some sort of pandering.
Yeah.
Look at me go.
I'm cool.
Hip. I know what my young assistant said to push this button.
Oh. All right, all you dog-faced pony soldiers, listen to this.
There you go.
He pushes a button on his phone. It's some like
some Mark Anthony song. Yeah. It's
like La cucaracha.
I love that music, by the way, but come on, dude.
Word.
Trying to think, make people think you actually listen to that.
Right.
And he was so proud of himself.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my word. Just make it stop.
He's probably like, hey, guys, watch this, what I'm going to do when I go out there. You're going to really like it.
Oh, man. If it was a boxing match, the ref would get in the middle and stop it.
You know, if that was Trump who did that, he would have been accused of being racist.
Oh, of course.
But Uncle Joe can do it.
Mm. Well, I don't know. In some ways, I hope this campaign never ends. In other ways, I'm really glad that we're now...
Well...
47 days.
We needed to end to get rid of COVID, right?
My name's Joe Biden. I approve this message very much so. I approve.
Good morning,
Joe, play the other one.
Steve, Alex, and Kevin here with you. Need to Know Morning Show. AM 1100 The Flag, WZFG. Good stuff from Hogan Gidley at 6:35 this morning. Hogan's a class act, man.
He is. Nice, good guy. Yep.
Yes. And they are pumped up. The president has brokered a peace agreement with between Israel and some Arab countries. And hardly anybody's talking about this thing. And this is a huge deal. Basically, in the past, they've tried to go through Iran to get something put together. And everybody said, well, if you can't get Iran to come to the table, then it's not really going to matter. And President Trump says, you know what? Let's do this differently. Let's get everybody who is interested in having a civil world, get them together. Maybe we could smoke out Iran a little bit. What a great idea, but nobody ever thinks of that. And then when someone nominates Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize, people are just like, oh, that's Trump, give me a break. Well, what's going on now? Has anybody heard anything from Al-Qaeda for months? Couple of years? How about ISIS?
Yeah, they're not chopping off any heads anymore, are they? We don't know about it.
Is North Korea sending missiles over Japan's head anymore? This president might have done the greatest job of any president in, I don't know, what, 50, 60, 70 years? As far as creating peace in the world.
Right.
Well, and if you're a foreign leader and you think about a move like that, is he the guy you want to make that move against, or is Biden the guy you want to make that move against?
Mm-hmm.
Biden's the guy you want to make that move against.
Go on, Kevin.
Just saying. Mm-hmm. Trump will spank you. He will punch back like you've not been punched back before. I'm just saying. Yep. And he's funded the military now to the point where, yeah, right, okay. Yeah, no, that's best defense is the strong offense, you know, it just... Gotta have it.
Which was the president that said "speak softly and carry a big stick"? Was
Roosevelt.
That FDR?
Was
that Teddy?
That was Teddy.
Was
that
FDR? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, one of them anyway.
But there you go.
That's what we're doing. We're building up a pretty dang good, strong, big stick. I like that. So, president getting some well-deserved pats on the back. It was Teddy.
Teddy Roosevelt. Yeah.
I tell you what, more reasons to love
exactly.
Teddy.
Exactly.
What's going on? We're supposed to hear, by the way, the announcement, I think on Friday, about the architect firm chosen to design the new library.
Mm.
And that's coming pretty soon. So that'll be a cool thing, too. 701-271-1100 is our phone number. You can call us anytime. Let us know what's on your mind this morning. We'd love to hear from you. That's the Consolidated Communications phone line. Make them your choice for voice, data, and internet solutions. That's Consolidated Communications, fast, dedicated internet that's never shared. You can also send us an email, studio@flagfamily.com. That's the True IT inbox. True IT will save you time, money, and expand your profit potential. Love to hear from you. We like to say on this program, talk radio means you get to talk too, because we're all learning from each other, right? We're doing this life together. We're figuring it out. Sometimes we come to talk radio to sort things out and try to figure out exactly what to make of things. Tom's on the phone this morning, wants to get something off his chest. Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Morning, Steve. Say, I've been listening to you guys quite a while, for quite a year, and you guys do a great job. I got a quick question. If, when Trump does get in, because I know he's going to, and we're going to have all these problems again, Antifa isn't going to go away, BLM isn't going to go away, Lord knows the left ain't going away, what's going to happen after the 4 years that still Trump is in? Who's going to come in and who's going to do something then? I don't see anybody with the strength that Trump has, or the fortitude that he has, or the balls that he has. What I'm trying to say, Steve, is this going to happen again where you guys come on, everybody comes on? This is the most important election of our lifetime.
Yeah, right.
The 4 years. And I'm curious as your guys' opinion is, like, who's going to step up?
Gotcha,
Tom. The only one I can see that could step up would be, honestly, Donald Jr.
Christy Nome is good. But what Trump needs to do is put an end to this lawlessness and enforce our laws and get this rioting under control so these people cannot and will not do it again without repercussions.
I think it's
Pence. Because right now they're getting by with it.
Yep. I think it's Pence Nome. Pence Nome in 2024.
Pence doesn't have the fortitude.
Oh, I like Mike Pence.
I do too, but he can't do it.
You don't think so?
No.
Oh, I like
him. He's a good number two.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be Don Jr. I don't know for some, but I didn't think it'd be Donald Trump either. So I don't know. It's a great question, Tom. Here's the thing. In the DNA of the far left, and I'm trying to give a break here to some people on the left. It's harder to find them, but there are still some common sense Democrats out there. I've got to think there are a lot of Democrats that are just throwing up their hands right now saying, what in the heck has happened to our party? So I'll say the far left. It is in their DNA to destroy. And so they're not going to stop doing that. And I know a lot of people feel like, oh, come November 3rd or 4th, whatever happens, we're at least going to have everything die down. I don't think that will happen because they don't know any other way. And they will try to destroy anything and everything they can because they are shoot to kill kind of people. So I don't think it's going to go away. It's going to require a strong hand at the leadership helm. No question about that. 4 years from now, who's going to do that? Who's going to have the wherewithal to get that done? I think there are some people that have that toughness. Christine Noem, I don't know if she's got
She stuck her guns out, though, this COVID thing. I mean, she says, hey, no, this is my state, and I know what we're doing here, and these are my people. And she led through that with everybody putting the screws to her. And that was pretty tight screws.
Oh, yeah.
If there is one good thing that's not the right way to say it. One good thing, one of the many good things that happened under President Trump is I think conservatives and Republicans have learned, you know, it's okay to fight a little bit. You don't have to always have everything that goes along with it, but you can have a little fight. You don't have to be quite so reserved and restrained all the time. You can show that. I think Ted Cruz could be that person.
Yep.
I think Nikki Haley could be that person. I think Christy Noem could be that person. I don't know that Christy's had quite enough laps around the track to be there. I mean, Trump came in with this larger-than-life businessman kind of playboy persona. Whether you like all of that or not, it gave him a presence walking into the room. I don't know that there are a lot of people that have that, but I think it's given a lot of people opportunity to say, you know what, I can be a little bolder than maybe I used to before.
There could be somebody out there we don't know of yet.
Absolutely, there could be. Jim is on the phone, too. Jim would like to weigh in. Good morning, Jim.
Yes, in my humble opinion, it was divine intervention that got Trump to run. Mm-hmm. And it's not this, and there'll be somebody that comes along after him. I truly believe that. It's probably not because the United States deserves it. It's all about Israel. It all has all to do with Israel, and we need to be around for Israel's sake. And the Lord will pick somebody to follow Trump, in my opinion.
I would agree.
Yeah, Jeff. Yeah, it makes me nervous to say, we've got God on our side and they don't. That makes me a little nervous, but you take a look at the policy things here and you say, where is the God in the Democrat Party right now? No, we're not perfect on our side. Don't get me wrong, but when one of your major platform pieces is abortion, I just wonder, how do you start there? And I'm with you. I think somehow the good Lord has made this whole thing work together, because you can't really explain it any other way. You can't. I talked to a lot of people 4 or 5 years ago before Trump came in, and they said, I don't think we'll ever have a Republican win again. It seems like the whole culture war has shifted against us. Who's going to come along that you can fight that and be able to win? Well, here comes Donald Trump. So the Lord's got his hand in it. I'm convinced of that. No question. He's done perfect things through imperfect people since the beginning of the game, and continues to do it. 717 here on the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100 Flag. Thanks for the comments, my friends. Good stuff to get us going here this morning. Jennifer Vichisky checks in from the Flag Weather Center here this morning at 717. Good morning, Jen. Looks like we're in a little bit of sun here to start the day. What's the day looking like forecast-wise?
Yep, so we'll continue to see sunshine here throughout the day today with a high getting up around about 60 degrees, a little bit below average for this time of the year. Tonight, mostly clear, low near 38. Tomorrow, sunshine, pretty similar day, high around 60, 65 on Friday with sunny skies. Saturday, sunshine, high of 72 degrees. Then by Sunday, a slight chance for rain showers, cloudy, high around 78.
Okay, thank you, Jen. 717 right now on the Need to Know Morning Show. And checking current temp in Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo. We're sitting at 50 degrees, winds out of the northwest at 9 miles an hour. Okay, some sports here for you on the program to keep us rolling here through the 7 o'clock hour. And we can tell you this, Minnesota Twins continue to really struggle with the Chicago White Sox. The Twins just cannot seem to hit the White Sox. And by the way, they haven't even seen the two best pitchers for Chicago yet. They haven't seen either Keuchel or Giolito. And Twins just really not able to get much done with the bats at all. They lose 6-2 last night. They're now 3 games behind Chicago. Only 10 games left in the regular season for the Twins. They are most likely in the playoffs, but you'd like to see them going in with a little bit more momentum. The Major League Baseball front office has announced that the playoffs, all the postseason and World Series will be in a bubble. They're going to make everybody go to one place there. The American League stuff is going to be in California. The National League stuff is going to be in Texas. And the World Series is going to be in Texas there. So it all starts September 29th with the Wild Card Series. Jonas Brodin from the Minnesota Wild signed a 7-year contract extension, $42 million. Good for him. He's played his entire 7-year career in Minnesota. One of the best defensemen in the conference, no question about that. High school volleyball last night, it was Red River sneaking by North 3-2. Cheyenne swept Davies 3-0. Davies has not been swept in volleyball for quite some time. Happened last night. Jaden Feist, it was a game you heard right here on AM 1100 The Flag, led the Mustangs with 13 kills. Cheyenne is now 4-1 on top of the EDC. And a lot of talk about Big Ten football possibly restarting. A lot of talk about Minnesota high school football and volleyball starting back up here this fall. Nothing confirmed yet. There are meetings and conversations going on both fronts. So we'll see what happens there. 719 on AM 1100 The Flag. When we come back, we'll give you the morning news roundup. Oh boy, could things be getting interesting in Moorhead. The trial for the police officers involved in the killing of George Floyd may be coming to Moorhead. The Clay County Sheriff says,
over my dead body.
I'm a little nervous about this whole thing. We'll tell you about it coming up next.
The Need to Know Morning Show is on.
I love you. This is one of the best radio shows on radio.
Catch the flag online at am1100theflag.com.
Need to Know Traffic, powered by Vision Bank this morning for you. Stop into Vision Bank, talk to them about the money-saving benefits of refinancing your home. rates are at all-time lows. It's kind of like getting a raise at work, except you get to do it all yourself. You don't have to have the boss man give you the go-ahead on this one. Be sure to say hi to the Black Lab, Scout and Piper for us while you are there. Our little road closure to tell you about here this morning from FargoStreets.com. They're doing some emergency storm sewer repairs on 13th Avenue South in Fargo. And it started yesterday. It's between 4th and 5th Street South. And there's going to be a detour to 12th Avenue South via 5th. Westbound traffic will remain open. So it's just the eastbound deal there. So it's going to take about a week or so to get that done. 7:23 here on the Need to Know Morning Show. Take a look at your morning news roundup on this Wednesday, September 16th, 2020. We are officially in the back half of September. Clay County Sheriff Mark Emting says if the trial over the killing of George Floyd comes to Clay County and the Clay County Courthouse in Moorhead, he's worried that there could be a whole lot of other things that come along for the ride. And depending on how the verdict might come out, he's concerned that there could be unrest in the city. There have been reports now that Clay County, Dakota County, and Stearns County have been mentioned as possible sites for this particular trial. And there's been a change of venue motion filed in Hennepin County District Court, and that could move it. So it might possibly be coming to Moorhead.
That would be a mess, a real mess. Could you imagine all the Black Lives protesters and all the protesters coming from God knows where, all over the country, descending on Fargo and Moorhead? He said, too, though, Robert asked elementary schools across the street
right across
from that
street.
Courthouse. So hopefully it will not go there. Because, I mean, how could they even have school or anything with the commotion?
Mm-hmm.
It better not come here.
Do they think it can happen.
Do they think people in Fargo-Moorhead haven't heard about this thing? I mean, come on. The whole country's heard of it. You're not going to get someone who hasn't heard about this thing anywhere that doesn't have an opinion on it. It's not possible.
Well, maybe in the Amish community. The Amish have a court system. We could try them there. But other than that, I think you're done.
This whole thing, it's just not possible to find anyone who hasn't heard about this. Everything has been connected to this all spring and summer.
Every news organization in the world will have reporters, cameras, people there bringing this home. ABC's World News Tonight. I mean, it's going to be.
And what if you're a juror? What if you're a juror? I mean, oh my gosh, they're going to follow you home. They're going to intimidate you. It would just be awful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and imagine if they don't get the verdict they're looking for.
Exactly.
Rodney King?
Even if they do.
Get the what happens if some of them walk?
Nightmare. Keep it in Minneapolis.
I think Minneapolis would still have the biggest riots in that case, but certainly there'd still be some mayhem in Moorhead, no doubt.
Oh, there'd be a ton of it.
All right. Brandon Bochensky, the Grand Forks mayor, says he is rescinding that emergency order regarding bar closing time. You might remember that he, about 3 weeks ago, said, okay, cases are going up. Word is that he did this to, hopefully do a preemptive strike so the governor wouldn't put them back to a 50% capacity in their bars and restaurants. So he did this as kind of a forward move ahead of time, and then they did it anyway to him at 50%. And so he's saying, all right, well, we're going to go back to, close whenever you want to close again. He said, given the downward trend in case numbers and that the executive order I did always was supposed to be temporary, I see this as a good time to lift the restriction. So good for him, letting businesses run their business once again.
Well, there was pictures, though, I don't know if you saw this, of people walking across the bridge or whatever to the other side, and then like, okay, we'll drink over here now.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the diff?
Yeah, there you go. All right, so Brandon Bochensky saying, we've had enough there. The COVID stories continue, and we just try to shed some light on things and hope that we get people thinking a little bit about all these stories here. Forum has a story today where they are pointing out, okay, the state government went and said, here's kind of how we're going to look at this going forward. And if cases get to this particular level, then it should be hybrid school. Or you could do hybrid school. If cases get to this level, it should all be distance learning. Well, now the Forum is making a comment that with its story that Cass County and Fargo schools are in this level of quote unquote cases where you should be going to distance learning, yet the school district is saying, yeah, we're just going to keep doing what we're doing anyway and not do all distance learning. So everything is going to continue to be a hybrid model. This is a danger that you face when you try to be so smart about something that you just don't know, is if you put out a system on something, you got to be prepared to defend it. Otherwise, it makes your system look like a little bit of a sham. And that's what's happening, unfortunately, here, is that, okay, let's put these numbers out there for cases. And we go by cases. And again, I all of these stories about cases, it's just somebody who tested positive, or that's what the test said. The test might not be accurate. You're probably not dead. You're probably not hospitalized. You're probably not even sick. But we've quantified all of these cases, and we made a case seem like somebody died. All of these reports, cases are exploding. Well, what is a case, really? You got to think through that. And so that's kind of what we do here. The North Dakota Department of Health, by the way, has said it's changing the way they calculate positivity rate. And they're saying now, instead of everybody who gets tested, they're going to exclude people who have been tested multiple times or people who had previously tested positive. So this is the, let's test you over and over and hope you get better. They're taking that out of the equation, which is weird to me. If you're going to do it, it feels to me like you kind of have to include everybody you're testing if you're going to have a number that means anything to anybody. I like the fact that we're sort of taking the teeth out of all of the percentages, because I don't think the percentages are a true story of what's happening. Look at the hospitalization number in North Dakota. It's remained between like 55 and 60 now for the last month or so. That hasn't really changed, even though the number of quote-unquote cases are higher. Let's look at that as sort of the key indicator. So they're changing the way that they're calculating positive tests. They say it's only going to move things by about 0.2%. Yesterday, the percent positive was more than 12%. That's, I think, the highest number I can remember seeing at any time there. But again, hospitalizations and deaths have remained static. So more and more cases, less and less people, mm-hmm. percentage-wise, who are in the hospital who are dying from this. So it's just a trend. And read into that what you will. So that's a look at your morning news roundup. Well, one business that I want to pass along too, Enclave. We had the guys from Enclave in here maybe a month or so ago. They're planning a $30 million business and housing project along I-94 in Moorhead. It's the intersection of I-94 and A Street there. And it's going to be, there's kind of it's that empty strip mall there. You know where the old Sun Mart used to be, yep. Kind of that big yep. strip mall. Yeah. So that's going to get redeveloped there by the gang over at Enclave. So that's great, because it's right off the path. Yeah. You're right off the interstate. You get there, it just kind of looks like a ghost town over there. It's not a good look.
And it is a good location. So something fun should go over there.
Yeah. So this is a good one here. So happy to see some good development coming to Moorhead. And Hurricane Sally, by the way, making landfall here about 4:45 Central Time, 105-mile-an-hour winds, some gusts a little higher than that. Some places have already got 15 inches of rain, could collect up to 35 inches of rain by the end of the storm. So this is the season, and thoughts and prayers to those down there dealing with Hurricane Sally. It's probably Trump's fault for some reason or another.
Oh, yeah. Everything is his fault.
Mm-hmm. All right, 7:31, Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag, WZFG. And when we come back on the program, we'll give you our weather almanac for the day. Also going to take you out to Big Iron, actually, through
Big
the magic
Iron.
Of radio. That's right, Alex. Sorry.
Big Iron.
Yep. Had a chance to talk to some folks yesterday who were in the ag, the precision ag business. Pretty cool stuff. RDK Enterprises. Had a chance to visit with their sales manager, Chris Brecken, yesterday. Find out what they do, and kind of, was it a hard choice to say we're going to go to Big Iron with, you know, everything going on the way it is. So we'll hear from Chris about that coming up next.
Rise and shine.
I absolutely love that you are one of the few people that has some common sense.
This is the Need to Know Morning Show here on The Flag.
7:34 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Here's your flag forecast. A little morning haze out there still, but we're going to have sunny skies. Going up to 60 today. Tonight's low at 38. Wind will be gusting to 24. Tomorrow, sunny and 60. Friday, going up to 65. Saturday, sunny and 72. Beautiful. Sunday, we do have a 30% chance of rain and a high of 78. Right now, we're at 50.
7:34 right now on the Need to Know Morning Show. This weather update brought to you by Accent Kitchen and Bath, the perfect showroom for your home. If you started a do-it-yourself project, you found yourself in over your head, help is on the way. Give the pros a call at Accent, 701-293-6000. Taking a look at the almanac for today. Average high for this day, September 16th, is 71. Average low is 47. Record high, 93 in 1979. Record low, 26 in 1973. Got up to 70 yesterday. It was a pretty average day. Boy, there was not much wind at all yesterday. It was really a pleasant day, except this haze, the smoky haze, right?
I mean, seems to be blowing out, though.
It's tough on the allergies, that's
for sure.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, let's hope it's blowing out. We don't need any of that. The sun was kind of cool. It's like a big orange globe up there. You could look straight at it and not hurt your eyes. Sunrise at 7:06, sunset at 7:35. This is the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag.
Clean up aisle 7. Say, can I get a price check on that watermelon over here?
All right, you know what to do. 701-271-1100. We need another qualifier in the Great Groceries Giveaway. All kinds of goodies coming your way if you are the winner. Thanks to Comforting Angels Home Care, Comfort King, and Great North Insurance making it all happen. Our sponsors in the contest. 7:36 here on AM 1100, The Flag, WZFG. Well, one of the cool things I'm really excited about in our 50 Days for Freedom is the giveaway that we're going to be doing coming up in October. And we've ordered 50 custom-made Carhartt stocking caps. And they've got AM 1100, The Flag logo on them and a little patch that says, Go Trump, Go. Just in time for the home stretch of the election, you can be the envy of all of your buddies at bowling night or wherever you hang out with your buddies. And you can get one because we're going to be giving them away. And when we needed to get it done on short order, guess who we called? We called Personal Touch Marketing and Manufacturing. That's right. We don't just talk about them. We shop at our customers, no doubt about that. PTMark.com is the website there. Sherry and her team, they'll get all the information about your idea. Cook up some options. They'll give you a little proof so you can see what it looks like ahead of time. And that's what we did. And now they've got some cool stocking caps that are coming our way. And I can't wait for those to come in. We'll be giving those away in October. Thanks to the gang at Personal Touch Marketing and Manufacturing. Find them online at ptmark.com.
I went downstairs, I think, yesterday or the day before, and there was like some big boxes. I'm like, oh, are those the new the 50 Days of Freedom hats? No, those are just our regular flag hats. I was excited. I'm excited to see those. I have to acquire one of those.
Well,
my head needs a lot of warmth.
I see that. And, yeah, you're lacking.
All right, yeah, well, on purpose. Caller 7's John. Grindall, John, you want $2,000 worth of groceries at Hornbacher's? Could you use that?
Well, we got some family members. We'll help out with it. Yep.
Very nice. John, we appreciate you listening to the show. Good luck. You are in the drawing now, and we're only going through Friday, so we're coming to the finish line on the qualifying. So congrats.
Right under the wire.
Yes, okay. Sir. Yep, right on time, John. Thank you. John, where are you calling from?
Good work, you guys. Thank you.
Thanks. Fargo. Where are you calling from this morning, by the way?
Fargo. Okay. Fargo, ND.
Perfect. Love it. Yep. Thank you, John. Take care, bud. 7:38 here on the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag, WZFG. So I went out to Big Iron yesterday.
Big Iron.
And I love going out to Big Iron because I grew up on a farm, hog and cattle farm in central Minnesota, and it just kind of gets me back to home a little bit, walking around, seeing the tractors and all the cool exhibits.
They're not
out
your
there.
Daddy's tractors anymore, are
no,
they?
No, they're not. My daddy did not have those tractors. No.
Those are something.
They're computers on wheels is what they are. Yeah. So it was fun to walk around out there, and I would tell you the vibe is a little different this year, and maybe it's because you know it's different going in, that, you know, it's not going to be as many vendors, not as many people probably are going to come because still there's a lot of people are still worried about COVID and all that. But I think they've done a really nice job out there. The booths in the exhibit halls are spaced out so that there's an empty booth in between every display. Mm. And some of the displays go 3-4 booths long, but then there'll be one empty 8-foot booth or something like that. So it feels a little emptier. They moved the food court. You know, it used to have the food trucks kind of on that main drag as you walked in there. And that kind of creates some energy there where the food is. So they moved that. So it's a little more spread out. But I thought there was still a really good crowd of people there. It was a good weather day yesterday. and had a chance to catch up with some folks and talk farming. It was fun.
How was the mask wearing out there? Was it? Oh, I know. Yeah, I'm sure it was suggested, but not mandated. So yes. What was the percentage?
Pretty much all the buildings said, please wear a mask, and nobody did.
Okay.
There, I would say, Alex, I'm just trying to guess a little bit. I probably saw 1,000 people yesterday, just seeing them walking around, and I might have seen 30, 35 masks. Okay. People that were wearing. And it was generally some people that were a little older.
Elderly, yeah.
Yep. And good for them. I mean, that's their choice
right.
do that.
Right.
And, but they were not enforcing it. And you see the hand sanitizer, whatever, right. along the way there. But it really looked like a pretty normal Big Iron. It really did.
Cool.
So I love talking with the people that are doing the displays there as, you know, they're getting excited for kind of the harvest to come in, and a lot of farmers now are buying their seed for next year and looking at new equipment that they're going to need to get in the ground next year. Had a chance to visit with a gentleman named Chris Brecken, and Chris is a sales manager at RDK Enterprises, and I'd heard about RDK before, and they're kind of up north of town. I knew that about them, but I didn't know too much more about them other than did some really cool high-tech ag equipment stuff. So I said, Chris, hey, tell us your story.
RDK Enterprises is located in both Hillsboro and Drayton, North Dakota. We're a precision planting dealer in the Red River Valley and operate out of those two stores and offer the full line of precision planting equipment. So that's what we're about. So,
What do you guys do that's different from, say, your traditional planter that a farmer might have used 15, 20 years ago?
Well, what we do is that we specialize in products that are built to enhance the performance of the planter, whether that be managing down pressure so our seed depth is uniform across the whole planter, or it's meter singulation so we have good spacing with our seed drop, managing liquid delivery on the planter per row by row, and all the way back to our closing system that we put out there last year where it was our new furrow force. So basically, it's from the front to the headlight to taillights on the planter, giving us a better opportunity to put a good foot forward for our growers.
How do you explain it in a sixth grade education to somebody who's like, okay, how do you get that custom depth for every seed, make sure that it's aligned perfectly so you get the most out of your planting efforts?
Well, I guess it comes down to just understanding what your individual fields and your soil types are and how you can use the technology that we've been able to create through our parent company, Precision Planting, in order to get that singulation and be able to have that spacing so every seed has its own space from the one next door, so we can spread out our inputs so we don't have that taxing, you know, everybody together. I use an analogy that it's just seeds are kind of like toddlers. You want to keep their space. You don't want to have them fighting for the one space in the back seat of the car. So if we can get them spaced out and keep them happy, that's what our goal is.
Was it a tough call to come here for this event? There's been a lot of talk with all the virus stuff, and should we go, should we not? How about for you guys? Was it a hard decision or no?
I think we've been here year after year, and it's a good event for us to be able to be, since we're so close, just out of Hillsboro and Drayton. So it's a good opportunity to visit some of our growers. We've had guys that have come in, and of course it's all different. You know, we have try to be responsible and social distancing and stuff like that. And I do think that our traffic is a little down from years past, but you know, I guess it's everybody's own ability to make a decision if they want to come.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about, freedom and choice, right?
Yep.
So good for those guys. And they had some people in talking to them, so hopefully they sell lots of their precision planting stuff. This show continues today and tomorrow. You'll hear Scott Henin from the What's on Your Mind show. He'll be out there doing his program today and tomorrow out there as they finish up at Big Iron 2020. And it just did my heart good to be able to go to an event.
Right, yeah.
People could get together.
Exactly.
And connect a little bit. So saw some friends out there and met some new ones too. So thanks, Chris, for filling us in on what you do. 7:44, time now for this week's edition of College Sports Weekly. It's brought to you by Advanced Business Methods. ABMnow.com is their website. Today, we salute you, Mr. Mayville State quarterback guy. Remember those commercials?
Yeah.
Creighton Pfau is a quarterback for the Mayville State Comets. And yes, there was college football last weekend up in Mayville as Mayville State hosted Waldorf out of Iowa. And Waldorf ended up coming away with the win, but Creighton Pfau did his part. Went 19 of 38, passed for 356 yards and 5 touchdowns, but it was not enough because Waldorf brought their offense to the party as well, and they end up getting the win 50-40. But Creighton Pfau, the former West Fargo Packer, did a great job chucking the football for Mayville State.
What's it like living in North Dakota? You can have college football games.
Well, not Bison, though.
I know, but still, one. Just asking for a friend.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it sounds like even if the Big Ten gets going again, the Minnesota still said, we're not gonna. So, I don't know. They want to do it in some places really bad. They don't seem to care so much at the U of M. I don't know. It's weird to think it's political. I don't know how else you explain it. But should it be? Should your football playing and your decision about athletics and activities be politically based?
When your governor runs it and says Trump's bad. We must make him look bad.
Yeah. Well, this week's edition of College Sports Weekly brought to you by the Business Pros at Advanced Business Methods. We use them for our machines, for copying, faxing, all the things that we need to do. And sometimes you still need to do a fax. It's funny how it happens every once in a while. But you need to get that scan done right. You need to print out a document for a board meeting. It's got to look just right. Tell you, there's nothing like walking in. You've got things that are crisp and clear, sharp, bold, vibrant colors. That's what we get every single time from our office machines at Advanced Business Methods. Find them online at abmnow.com, locations in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot as well. That's Advanced Business Methods. 7:46, if you got to be at work at 8 o'clock, you got 14 minutes to get there. Or if you're working at home, get your jammies on and get out to the kitchen table in the next 14 minutes, I guess. That might be your story, too. We got a streets update for you. We've got weather and sports as well. Market news, entertainment too. All sorts of good stuff to come. Need to Know Morning Show rolls on right after this.
This is the Need to Know Morning Show.
I'm sorry, did you say you love it?
I do. I love it.
I knew you would.
On AM 1100, The Flag.
7:48 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Here's your flag forecast. Little haze out there still, but we'll get some sun today. The high 60 with a low of 38, and wind will be gusting up to 24 today. Tomorrow, sunny and 60. Friday, 65 with sunshine. Saturday, 72. That sounds pretty darn nice. Sunday, though, we do have a 30% chance of rain, but even warmer, 78. Right now, still at 50.
All right, 7:48, Need to Know Morning Show, AM 1100, The Flag, and time for us to check sports. It's brought to you by Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Go online to pccnd.com. Find out all the great things they can do for you, and you're going to be surprised. You can get a lot of work done for the money, and you want to take care of those problems in the basement, the lower level, because they do not fix themselves. Find out more on how to get that job done at pccnd.com. All right, sports headlines for you. Twins lose again to the White Sox. They've lost the first two games of that series. 6-2, the final score. The only real highlight there, Byron Buxton hit an inside-the-park home run. But it wasn't enough, as the Twins just cannot hit these White Sox pitchers. And tonight, they get maybe the best pitcher in the AL, Lucas Giolito. He's already got a no-hitter this year. That's 7-10 tonight. Jake Odorizzi goes for the Twins, so cross your fingers there. Major League Baseball has said it will have a bubble for the postseason and the World Series. The American League teams would all be playing in California, San Diego, and Los Angeles. And the National League teams would be in Texas, Arlington and Houston. The World Series would be played in Arlington, Texas. Minnesota Wild signed Jonas Brodin, defenseman, to a 7-year, $42 million extension. And in high school volleyball last night, in a game you heard right here on the flag, Jaden Feist had 13 kills as Cheyenne swept Davies 3-0 last night. It was also Red River beating North in 5. And South and Valley City, that match was postponed. It'll be rescheduled for a later date. Valley City's had a rise in cases that caused them to want to postpone that match. And no announcement yet. A lot of talk with Big Ten maybe bringing football back, but no announcement just yet. 7:50, Need to Know Morning Show, AM 1100, The Flag. When we come back, we got a traffic note for you. We got entertainment news, market headlines as well. This is the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag, WZFG.
Follow the
flag be on your radio. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter today.
I need to know traffic. And it's powered this morning by I-29 Tire and Automotive. If your check engine light is lit up on your dashboard, get it checked out before it turns serious. See the guys at I-29 Automotive located off I-29 and Main in Fargo or online at i29tire.net. Note coming your way here that they want you to know about. University Drive has got a big repair going on. It started yesterday, and they're hoping it can maybe be done by the end of the day, but it's University North, and it's being reduced to one lane between 7th and 8th Avenues North. So hopefully they'll finish that up today. They might even get done early, so keep an eye out for that. If you want to find out more, go to fargostreets.com or follow at Fargo Streets on Facebook and Twitter. 7:53, let's be entertained by the lovely and talented Alex Taylor.
Yes, I will entertain you. Christmas Chronicles 2 is coming to Netflix November 25th, and that's Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn will be back as Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus.
I love that.
That sounds so cute.
Love Kurt Russell as Santa.
Oh,
so
they
good.
Are such a cute couple, too. I always watch Overboard whenever that's on. The two of them are in that together, too. And Pepsi and Mountain Dew are going to help you relax. There's a new product that they're making called Driftwell. So instead of the caffeine, this one's got something to relax you. It's something found in green tea. So they want to help you sleep after they amp you up.
Mm,
yeah.
Okay.
And Walmart, they have a subscription service now for $98 a year. You can get unlimited free delivery from their stores. You can get a fuel discount at Sam's as well. So not a bad deal there if you do a lot of online shopping. And McDonald's, oh boy, they're rolling out their spicy chicken nuggets today. Buy one, get one free. So you might have to go check that out. I don't know how spicy they are, but they say they're spicy. And that's your entertainment headlines.
Oh, I like all that. Okay. 7:54, Need to Know Morning Show here on AM 1100 The Flag, WZFG. True IT Inbox has been hopping this morning. Emailer Tobiah says, hey, love the national anthems. I've got two suggestions for your national anthem coming up in the days ahead. Jim Cornelius does the anthem for the Chicago Blackhawks every game. One of the best, if not the best.
Really? Okay.
And then number two, Jimi Hendrix at Woodstock.
Oh,
the greatest guitar player ever playing the most beautiful anthem in the world.
That would be cool. I haven't heard that.
Thanks
I got
for
a
all
couple
you
of,
Thank you, Tobiah.
Got a couple of rock star guitar players lined up in our 50 Days of Freedom.
Nice.
For that.
Cool. Love that.
Nuge has a great one, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a great way to start out the shows every morning. Just love that. Hearing that anthem loud and proud. Good stuff. Yeah, if you've got suggestions, let us know. StudioFlagFamily.com. That's the True IT inbox. True IT will save you time, money, and expand your profit potential. Taking a look at the Jost Investments Market Report for today. Jost Investments is your commercial real estate, land development, and business sales and leasing connection. U.S. stocks, it was a pretty good day, but some modest gains in some places. The Dow was only up just a couple of points. S&P 500 up 17. The NASDAQ up 133 at 11,190. WTI crude oil was up about $1.50 yesterday, $39.09. So a bounce back a little bit there, getting back closer to 40. It had been sitting down in the 37s for the last 3 or 4 days or so. So a bounce back in WTI crude oil there being shown this morning. 7:56, it's time to check in with our buddy Scott Hennin from the What's On Your Mind show. And Scott was out at Big Iron yesterday and had a chance to hang out with the people and talk a little farming. Scotty, what was your big takeaway from day one of Big Iron?
Well, you know, a fair amount of optimism on how, you know, the growing season is ending up in the valley. Some folks that are further west are crying a river because things are extremely dry in western North Dakota and, of course, even some wet pockets around. But the valley, you know, most folks say that pretty good crop, pretty good crop. So there was some optimism. I think people are just excited to have this event on, right? I mean, I'm just looking out at the grounds and the sun shining on all that great equipment and, you know, the flags flying and people just starting to kind of come in. They open up in about an hour. So some of the vendors obviously are getting, you know, going. But you take for granted how many things have not been normal in 2020, right? You just sort of now become numb to it. Yep. Oh, yeah. That's canceled. That's canceled. Oh, this one's virtual. That one's over. And this one's on. And as Doug Goring, the ag commissioner, said yesterday, the only one that he knew of in all of North America continued to have their ag show this year. So I think that's something we can be pretty proud of.
Absolutely. Scott, did you get a chance to see any of President Trump's town hall on ABC last night with the voters that said that they were undecided coming in?
I did. I'm not sure those were all undecided voters, but it was ABC and George Stephanopoulos. So would we be surprised if, some of the questions that didn't really seem like they were coming from the perspective of undecided voters, but whatever, they're used to it. Mm-hmm. Here is my takeaway on it. Donald Trump was about as presidential as I've seen him in I don't know how long. And some people get hung up on the fact that Donald Trump isn't more presidential. I didn't like the fact that he's brash and, you know, he's in there and he's swinging for the fences, trying to get so much done. But he was very, very presidential last night. Looked great, sounded great. The whole presentation, I thought, which is, 90% of it for people. They sit in their couches at home and watch it. So I like that. How about you?
Yeah, I just saw a few parts of it. I did think it was interesting that Stephanopoulos at times tried to, quote-unquote, help the audience members and kind of went back and tried to hold the president accountable on certain things he thought needed to be done. But like you say, I guess we shouldn't be surprised. But I'm disappointed when we say this is a chance for you to ask questions. Really, it's just a front for reporters to try to grill the president and play gotcha. That I didn't like, but I guess we knew it was coming.
Yeah, it is just like I bake it into the cake now. It's crazy. That's another thing that's really bugging me right now is Joe Biden is running around the country. Everywhere he goes, he says Donald Trump says members of the military are losers and suckers. He repeats that over and over again from an Atlantic magazine fraudulent story that had zero individuals on the record, had 16, I think, at last count, who were on the record and said it did not happen. I mean, that whole thing was just a setup for them to be able to say that over and over and over again. The guy's lying. He's lying about Donald Trump. I mean, there are things you could point out in debate that Donald Trump did you think should have been done differently. Fine, go for those. The flat-out lie just shows how desperate they are. It's really bad.
What do you got planned for the show today?
Well, we are at Big Iron. So we're going to talk to Cody Cashman, who heads up Big Iron. We're going to talk to some of the folks that are out here, including Mark Watney from the Farmers Union. The folks from Butler will be joining us today on the program, Intelligent Ag. And Aaron will join us with the Trump campaign counting down to the president's visit to Bemidji on Friday. All the details coming up.
All right, sounds good. WCFG, Dilworth, Fargo, Moorhead, USA. It's 8 o'clock.